Proclamation number 5267 of 8th of December, 1951. Living faith. Power to resist. In living faith lies all the strength to resist when the battle will flare up against me and my teaching. Living faith makes you aware of my presence, and in my presence you fear nothing, not even the worldly rulers who threaten you in every way with their measures. Just let me always be present in you, then nothing will frighten you anymore, no matter what is done against you. But you create my presence for yourselves through loving activity. Where love is, I must be on account of my essence, which is love in itself. And where I am, there is strength and power in all abundance, even if you are weak and helpless as a human being. And where love is, faith in me is also so profound and unshakable. For through activity in love you inevitably draw my strength to you, and this expresses itself in complete peace and certainty, in the conviction that I will never leave you without help. This conviction is living faith, a faith whose strength is palpable, a faith which lifts you up, whereas a dead faith depresses you because it is completely without strength. But a living faith can only be gained through loving activity. It cannot be replaced by reflection or self-suggestion. It is there as soon as love is there. It is the result of my presence which guarantees every work of love. Your faith shall become so strong that it completely fills you, that everything that happens around you, that is directed against you, seems insignificant to you, and only that alone is important to you, how you relate to me, your Heavenly Father, who can and will lead you out of all adversity because he loves you as his children. Once I have taken possession of your heart, so that I can always be present to you, I will also obviously make myself felt. And then you will no longer be able to doubt my presence and therefore no longer be disturbed by what approaches you from outside. To carry me in your heart is the highest aim you can achieve on earth, for then you will only dwell on this earth according to your body, but your soul will already be in the spiritual kingdom, therefore your soul will no longer fear the world and what comes from it. This living faith will inspire you and give you strength to resist when utmost commitment is demanded of you, when you have to openly confess me, whom you should deny. Then you will choose what is right as a matter of course. Then you will not be afraid to confess my name before the world. Then you will also calmly face the death you are threatened with, because you know that help will come to you from me, who is in you and no longer relies on you, who will also visibly appear to you if the adversity is great and you need an unusual supply of strength. Not a hair can be harmed without my will, and I can turn everything away from you, and even the greatest adversity need not frighten you, for after this time of adversity the time of joy will come for you, which will compensate you for what you had to endure on earth for me. The strength of faith helps you to get over what the body will certainly still have to endure, but which will not particularly burden the soul. The strength of faith lets you endure everything for my sake, who is in you and will never leave you again. Who will fetch you into my kingdom, as I have promised. Amen.